Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. On February 15th, Pat and I were watching the bird feeders carefully to record sightings for the Great Backyard Bird Count. I was at the computer when she called to me, "Jim, come quick!" I got to the window just in time to see a small hawk fly away close to the ground with a dark-eyed junco in its talons. I could clearly see the gray back of the hawk as I looked down at it from the high window, and I saw that it was about the size of a blue jay.
That hawk was a sharp-shinned hawk, the smallest of a family called accipiters. Only two other hawks in our area are in that group, the Cooper's hawk and the northern goshawk. We don't see them often because they're not very large, and they keep to the trees, perching and wait for small birds or mammals they can quietly and very swiftly snatch with their talons. We only became aware of them a couple of years ago when our more knowledgeable friends pointed out that the pile of feathers in our backyard was the work of a sharp-shinned hawk.
Sharp-shinned hawks are adapted with short wings and long tails that enable them to maneuver through the woods very swiftly and overtake the small birds, which are their primary prey. They will also take small mammals and insects. They're beautiful birds with slate-gray backs and cinnamon-colored barring on the chest. We see them less often than we see the results of their work, a pile of feathers on the ground near the feeder, indicating that a goldfinch or junco became a meal.
Cooper's hawks are larger than the sharpies, as our birding friends call them, but even they are only about the size of a crow. Their coloration is almost identical to a sharpshin's, making them difficult to distinguish sometimes. They have largely the same preying habits, although they're able to take larger prey, and are more likely to take birds the size of robins, as well as small mammals.
Dashing through vegetation to catch birds is a dangerous lifestyle. In a study of more than 300 Cooper's hawk skeletons, 23% showed old, healed-over fractures in the bones of the chest, especially of the furcula or wishbone. Studies show that sharp-shinned hawks outnumber Coopers about 25 to 1 in most locations, so you may be more likely to see a sharpie, but you'll have to be very alert to do that. The larger hawks make themselves more obvious with their soaring in plain sight, but the accipiters don't want to be seen. Our feeders clear out very quickly when a sharpie or Cooper's is around. As a matter of fact, when we see the flocks of feeder birds suddenly panic and scatter, we instinctively look for the shape of a small hawk in the trees or in flight towards the birds.
If you haven't seen one of these awesome birds, be assured that they're around. Stay alert for them in the trees near your feeders or anywhere there are a lot of smaller birds, and be prepared to grab your binoculars for a closer look. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.